alerted when a nugget is nearby. The app should include their height, dimensions, and nationality, and, of course, locations for viewing. Why do Black people have better night vision? Answer: only a racist would ask a question like that. Where is the best place to get a bikini wax in Paris? Answer: ask Gwyneth Paltrow. Why do people think other people want to hear about their dreams? Answer: the same reason other people feel the need to tell you that they were once almost hit by a car. Who cares? And if you're wondering what that breathing is in the background, it's Chunk. He's here with me. What are the three must-haves when traveling? Answer: a compass, skis, and a shotgun. Why do people in certain countries consider meat and pastries to be perfectly acceptable companion pieces to gluten? Answer: because they're communists. Chapter 1, Out of Africa, June 21st, Thursday. I woke up at 4:45 a.m. in Johannesburg, South Africa, in my bra, underwear, and eye shades. This is what I wear every night when I sleep. My head was torqued to the right due to the length and width of the pillow I was resting it on, which had the same dimensions as a panty liner. The duvet accompanying this pillow was an inch or two wider and could have doubled as a buffet napkin. I hadn't traveled halfway around the world to dislocate my collarbone while sleeping. The idea was to go on safari. If I had wanted to go camping, I would have driven 4 hours north of Los Angeles to Big Sur, taken some mushrooms, and then sexually assaulted a tree. I manually maneuvered my head 45 degrees in the opposite direction to look over at my lesbian friend, Shelley, who was sound asleep and fully clothed in a quasi-respectable pair of pajamas. Adults wearing pajamas are already hard to take seriously. It's even harder to respect that person when she's a 45-year-old professional, and the pajamas in question have toy crop dusters silkscreened all over them. Our pickup time from the hotel wasn't until 9:15. I looked at the clock again and deduced that another Xanax would likely induce an 8-hour run of sleep when really I only needed to kill 4 hours. My doctor had told me very specifically before this trip not to take more than 4 Xanax in 2 days. I'd already taken 7 and slept a total of 25 hours in a period of 48. So I picked up a Xanax, bit it in half, and then popped both halves into my mouth, chasing them with a large sip of champagne that was on my nightstand from the previous evening. My thoughts then meandered to the entire continent of Africa itself, and I whispered a question to myself so as to not wake Shelley. When Kim Kardashian finally births Kanye's next Black baby, wouldn't it be wonderful if they named the baby Africa with a K? Or better yet, Afrikash? In my limited experience as an adolescent / immature adult, I've found it's always best to travel in even numbers, so there were 6 of us being flown into the bush. One was my cousin Molly, 26. She's the younger, whiter version of Tyler Perry's Medea, large and in charge. I remembered that Molly loved animals and wanted to become a zoologist before her parents convinced her to aim lower and work on a reality show. If you've ever heard a hippo entering a waterhole, then you know what it sounds like to hear Molly chuckle. Her birth name is Ulrika, because our mothers hail from Nazis, and in an effort to live a peaceful life alongside our Jewish brethren, she chose her middle name Molly to use personally and at McDonald's. While everyone else refers to her as Molly, I call her by her birth name because I find Ulrika both appalling and embarrassing. Over the years, it has been shortened to Ricky or Rick the Dick. However, Rick the Dick has never caught on with others, and I constantly have to explain to people who know her why I'm calling her Rick or Ricky. So I've adapted to referring to her with either name only in intimate settings such as texts or in a whirlpool. Accompanying us would be my newly divorced sister, Simone. I facilitated the divorce, and I'm proud of it. She resisted coming because she and her 3 children were moving into a newer, better house, and the timing couldn't have been worse, blah, 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 blah. I thought it best to bulldoze right over her plans by hiring movers and getting her a plane ticket, then telling her it was non-refundable and that I'd be out $25,000 if she did not come. Simone often refers to me as a relationship wrecker. The other safari goers were Shelley, the aforementioned lesbian lawyer who lives with me in Los Angeles. I bought her at a lesbian auction in Texas. Hannah, my oldest friend from LA, and Sue Murphy, who is a co-executive producer on my TV show Chelsea Lately. Sue is best described as a female Hunter S. Thompson, but with her shit slightly more together. Every once in a while, usually on vacations such as this, she'll walk into someone's room or someone's balcony at around 1 in the morning, glue a couple of sentences together that sound as if she had moments earlier suffered a stroke. She's the type of person who, upon finding herself with a bottle of Pinot Noir and no available glass, will gladly empty the contents of the bottle into a bowl of cereal and then proceed to ingest both the wine and the frosted mini-wheats with a soup spoon. Sue is probably the best traveling companion of all time.